It's Weekend with Wiser, and it is the October to be remembered. So much going on. We have Oktoberfest still going on. We have incredible festivals. We have music. We have pure fall fun. There's just 1,001 things to do, so get out of your comfort zone and enjoy St. Pete. So let's see what's going on music-wise. The Palladium is having St. Pete Opera's Carlisle Floyd Susanna, the 17th, 19th, and 21st. On the 23rd is PAC Poetry and Sex Album Benefit Concert and Showcase. The one and only Simon Lasky Group with Alejandro Arenas and Miss Nash are doing more Bacharach. The 27th is Go Now, the Moody Blues Tribute, and Stanley Plays the Dead on the 31st. But that's not all. I'm going to tell you something. Our friend Paul Wilborn has so many things lined up for us. I know that Rui Farias has talked about our city, our airport, the Albert Wooded Airport documentary premiere. That's October 28th and 29th as well. And if you love movies, you need to go over to Greenlight Cinema and see. There's so many great films happening there. They're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They have Eleanor. And it's just incredible. They also do book and a movie. It goes and goes and goes. Our friend Mike Haslett will be on air with us soon to tell us what's coming up later in October and November. We just got a chance to take a look at Benchmark International Arena, formerly Amalie Arena, introduces the food and beverage upgrades for this season. And as you know, yes, the Lightnings are back in play. It's so exciting. And, you know, there's just all kinds of things going on. There's grabbing food, drinks. It's really, oh my gosh, there's some new things. I really like this local Korean chicken spot, Gangchu Chicken and Little Greek, serving fresh grilled Greek foods. You'll see more drinks that are favorites, White Claw, and you'll also see that executive chef Marvelu Mapa, recently named Tampa's Epic Chef, continues to develop new creative menus with authentic flavors. There's also a Budweiser Beer Garden, a Michelob Ultra Sky Deck with new food concepts, a refreshed design markets, a J.C. Newman Cigar Lounge, and the Cigar City Brewing Bar. You know, it really is incredible. It's more than just sports. It is a place to go and get in on the action. Lots coming up at the Bay Care Sound and at Ruth Eckert Hall and the Capitol Theater. So here we go. Just so many great shows that you can look forward to that have been added. Jillian Michaels will be at Capitol Theater on November 13th. The Little River Band with special guest Billy Joel Legends, The Lords of 52nd Street, March 6th has been added. Board Teachers Comedy Tour has been added at Ruth Eckert Hall on January 17th. The Man in Black, a tribute to Johnny Cash, on March 8th has been added. Justin Furstenfeld is a hard name to say. Another comedy thing. Comedy seems to be really happening here. It's all over the place. At Blue October, he'll be added for March 5th. And so many more things going on. Of course, the Clearwater Jazz Festival is happening October 16th through 19th. You can see everything that is going on there. Richard Elliott, Rick Braun. So many incredible performers to enjoy. Well, let me tell you something. If you love theater, there's something for everyone at the Ruth Eckert Hall 2025-2026 season. So October 30th, first of all, Brian Culberson Day Trip Tours at Ruth Eckert Hall. Peter Frampton, October 31st, Ruth Eckert Hall. Saturday, November 15th, America, Yes, They Are Still Around, the Encore Tour at Ruth Eckert Hall. Lindsay Sterling, The Snow Waltz Tour at Ruth Eckert Hall, November 25th. And I love this one, Twilight, the film with a live band, November 26th. And then, of course, yes, let's get into the holiday season with Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour, Saturday, November 29th at Ruth Eckert Hall. December 7th is Three Dog Night, live in concert. Then followed by Christmas Time with Tricia Yearwood, An Evening with Bruce Hornsby, December 13th. Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol, Dolly Parton Show, December 22nd. January 13th, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass comes to Ruth Eckert Hall. Judy Collins is coming January 18th. River Dance, February 3rd through the 4th. Cheap Trick, Paul Anka, Masters of Illusion, Joe Bonamassa, The Temptations, The Four Tops, and so many more. I cannot wait to see Moulin Rouge, April 1st through April 5th at Ruth Eckert Hall, 2026. The Sacred Heart Parish Grounds is having its annual Fall Festival 2025, October 8th through the 12th. Always a lot of fun. Lots of great bands. Flow Raw, Crossfire Creek, Raisin Jane, Stormbringer, Shake Society, Big Brother Band, and more. Bring the kids, bring the family, and have a good old time. Our friends at Ferg's, where On the Tee and the Tampa Bay Sports Connection records, is got some incredible concerts coming this fall. And you know, they were named the number one sports bar in America by USA Today. So on October 10th, it's Head East, the 50th anniversary tour, Piercy DeMartin, with Music of Rat, October 17th, A Flock of Seagulls, October 23rd, Puddle of Moi, October 24th, Lena Lovitch, October 28th, The Kings, November 14th, Black Flag on Wednesday, November 19th, and December 8th, Wang Chung. It's a sports and music mecca. They're going to have some micro wrestling with seven big little brawlers on October 29th. So I think Janice has a little bit of competition these days. Let me tell you some of the things that are coming to the Sound. So the Bay Care Sound has Green Sky Bluegrass Tour, November 13th, WrestleMania, November 14th, All Time Low, Everyone's Talking, November 15th. And so it goes on and on there as well. There's so many festivals coming up, and you know, I love the markets. Of course, the Saturday Market has started downtown near the Rowdies, where the Rowdies play. That's always a lot of fun. There's all kinds of pop-up markets. The Corey Avenue Market goes on Sunday. The St. Pete High School Market goes on Sunday. So lots of things going on. Halloween festivals, more and more festivals every day. You just can't keep up with it. The St. Pete Reads Lit Fest is hosted by the nonprofit Cultured Books Literacy Foundation. And that is going to be going on November 1st at the Woodson African American Museum of Florida, highlighting local authors. And the Al Downing Jazz Orchestra will be performing there as well. There is also, for those of you who like anime, Sarasota Anime Fest is coming up. That's December 6th. The Holiday Cosplay, Tampa Bay, that's December 13th through 14th. Central Florida Comic Con, January 17th through the 18th. And, you know, a lot of things that are very kind of alternative. St. Pete Comic Con, February 28th through March 1st. And Clearwater Comic Con on March 7th. So if you like to dress up and play, that's what's going on there. The Florida Orchestra has so much going on, and let's just go over what's coming up. It's so good to have them back, and we love when Victor Holes is in studio interviewing different classical artists. We have the Roaring Twenties that just happened October 8th through 9th. Now, this weekend is Summer Breeze Yacht Rock Classics, October 10th and 12th, Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, October 18th and 19th, Raymond James Pops in the Park, Fenway Park, October 25th, Haunted Halls, October 26th, and don't miss Troop Vertigo, November 1st. I'll tell you, there's some fun stuff coming on this weekend. It's the Arts Alliance Art Walk all over downtown, the Edge District, Grand Central, the Warehouse Arts District. The Warehouse Arts District has just debuted a new interactive arts map. And of course, you can use the trolley, Star Trolley, to get around that area. That's a lot of fun. And then stop in at the Foodies next door. They've got some comedy things going on and some different events going on. So let's go over the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Tower Power on Thursday, featuring Rick Braun and Richard Elliott. Friday's Kari Wong, the War and Treaty. Saturday is my favorite, Trombone Shorty, New Orleans Avenue, and Lady Blackbird. Sunday's Trampled by Turtles, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And there are two stages where Polyrhythmics, who we interviewed on Radio St. Pete, the Bone Shakers, featuring Randy Roberts and Jenny Langer. Have Gun Will Travel, Pete Carney and Orange Alert, also interviewed by us. Big Easy Swing, Tom Katz Orchestra, Scotty Wright and Tony Castellano, Phil Patrio Trio, who Jake Holb has frequently interviewed, and the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Youth All-Star Jazz Band, hosted by Frank Williams. The Peer Party stage features Santana Soulfire, the Florida State College of Florida Jazz Orchestra, Alan Samson Friends, you've heard us interview him as well, Sean Fott and Friends, Chiltronic Takeover with Austin Vanderbeek, and Jazz, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Young Lions Legacy Jam Past and Present, hosted by Alex Makovich, who also has a jazz jam at the Nash Keys on Wednesday. Don't forget to visit all of the museums here in town. It's just such a wonderful experience. Right now, the Mosey is at the Dolly. they are partnering with them to do a monthly series of free hands-on activities where art and science collide. And they also have the Van Gogh Immersive going on. On Friday, the Dunedin Brewery will celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. There is a lot going on up in Dunedin, always fun. The Autumn Harvest Festival at Pinellas Pioneer Settlement at Boyd Hill Nature Park is this weekend. It's a family-friendly festival. Also going on is Island Fest at the Honeymoon Island State Park. The Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks Crafts Festival is also this weekend. Oktoberfest at the Beach is in IRB. That is Saturday. Sage's Theater presents Memory Lane Saturday at Central Park Performing Arts Center. And Art in the Park also going on this weekend as part of Art Walk at the Deuces Corner. Features local artists, live music, food trucks, and creative vendors. The Tedeschi Trucks Band plays this Sunday at the Bay Care Sound. And Government Mule is at Ruth Eckert Hall. Are you looking for Halloween fun? Hollow Scream, lights at Spooky Porn at Selby Gardens, Halloween Horror Nights at the Universal Orlando's Halloween Theater, Screamageddon in Pasco County's and Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party are the Disney World's Magic Kingdom. Those are all the big ticket events. I really can't tell you how many places here. We're going to have a whole list in the LinkedIn Let's Go guide, and we'll tell you more about that. Largo Central Park Performing Arts Center has Sheena Easton Sunday, October 12th, with special guest Chloe Lowry. And tonight, Friday, October 10th, SOM, Sons of Maestro, reggae-inspired hits with violin, DJ, and drummer. Mark your calendars for the Stone Crab debut weekend of October 24th, 25th. You'll find me at Frenchie's for Stone Crab with the Clearwater Beach Block Party, the Dunedin Causeway Blacklight Bash at both places, live music, lots of claws, stonecrabweekend.com. Get a cracking, folks. Florida Crafts Art has a wonderful new exhibit. It is Against the Grain, pushes wood beyond tradition. It's a wonderful exhibit, and it opened in September. It runs through October 25th. It's curated by Tampa-based artist and furniture maker Kurt Rashko, and it brings together contemporary artists who push woodworking far beyond bowls and cutting boards to reveal its potential as sculpture, design, and expressive form. Over in Clearwater at the Early Bird Dinner Theater, they're presenting 37 Postcards. That's a comedy by Michael McKeever. It runs through October 26th. It's really a fun, hilarious comedy about returning to the family home after years in Europe to find nothing is how it was left. So I do love the Early Bird Dinner Theater. Freefall Dinner Theater is doing Death Trap. We congratulate Matthew McGee. He's directing that. American Stage has some terrific things going on. Studio at 620. Weird in St. Pete is going on. So there's so much theater to see in this town. Speaking of Halloween, the Haunted Illusions will once again be at the Central Park Performing Arts Center October 24th. Dunedin's, mark your calendars for this one, always a fun way to do a jig is Dunedin Celtic Music and Craft Beer Festival, November 22nd. At Ruth Eckert Hall, Neil Berg's 50 Years of Rock and Roll is November 14th, and Jay Nash is at the Music for Life Living Center in Clearwater. The Evil Dead are in concert November 14th at Capitol Theater. Pinellas Park has a lot of great things at the Performing Arts Center. Comedy Night with Joe Starr and Mary Ellen Hooper's coming up. And finally, the Safety Harbor Art and Music Center is not to be missed. Little Ed and the Blues Imperials will be there. That is a lot of fun in October 24th. And Blues on the Bay will be going on at Safety Harbor also on October 24th. Of course, right now, the St. Petersburg Museum of History has a wonderful exhibit in time for Shine, which is November. And you can see Derek Donnelly's mural and so much more about the history of murals. Also at the Dolly, murals inside the Dolly from urban walls to gallery halls, surreal-inspired works by renowned local artists, only at the Dolly. Don't miss the St. Petersburg Fire Rescue Block Party. Yes, this weekend, October 11th at Walter Fuller Park. That's going to be really fun. It celebrates over 30 years of tradition with St. Pete Fire Rescue. There'll be bounce houses, food and drinks, and lots of fire safety information. Also going on is so many more things. You can't believe it. Dunedin Downtown Market on Saturday. The Folly Fair at the Folly Farm Nature Preserve Safety Harbor on Saturday. St. Pete's Saturday Morning Market on Saturday. Model Train Show in Largo on Saturday. And on the 25th, our very good friend Bill DeYoung will be giving a talk at McGow Nature Park, where the birds are, and he will be talking about Vintage St. Pete, one of his books. Also this weekend on October 11th in Coachman Park is the Market Marie, and the Art and Crafts Festival is in downtown Dunedin this weekend as well. Continuing on, we talked to you about the Meso Market is now going on downtown this weekend, 11 to 4. It's a curated outdoor small business market. It features small and local business vendors selling vintage goods, handmade wares, and so much more. The Community Choir Festival is going on at the First United Methodist Church in Tarpon Springs. And there are Corey Avenue on Sunday. There's a Sunday Music Hall at St. Pete College again on Sunday. And then, truly, so many things going on. I want you to look at the Let's Go guide and get yourself out there. There's a lot going on. Weird in St. Pete is finishing up this weekend at the Duncan McClellan Gallery. So finally, Alfredo Garcia is exhibiting his Vibrant Expressions in Art. It opens up on October 10th at the Chapel Gallery at First Presbyterian Church on Beach Drive this weekend. There's so much more to say. Support your local places doing jazz and blues music, from the Tampa Bay Drinkery to Flute and Dram. But most importantly, get out there and enjoy life. Until I see you again, it's Weekend with Wiser. Aloha.